Available on Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast catchers. Welcome to the latest edition of Nick Tan's independent music podcast, Is This Thing On? Dedicated to bring you new music from unsigned bands from around the world. We bring you Kitty May, Bad Mary, Greet, but who does the voice of Sam Shirdle remind you of?
I'm consciously ignoring all I do. I unravel all the good that you put me through. I despaired and raised ashamed all in one day. But darling, thank you for taking my breath away. I make a beeline, a beeline, a lot to you I feel fine. No lies, no lies, I'm heading over heels twice. I thank you for taking my breath away. You say, baby, can you take your time? Can you take your time? Or I will stay. Not here to stay. See a sunset and I'll meet you on the moon. Even then, there's only one thing that I wanna do. I know that it will be what I'll be. Kiss me once and heal twice. No lies, no lies, I'm heading over heels thrice. I thank you for taking my breath away.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And the rain has finally stopped because it's been horrendous this morning. Really depressing, but we're back on it. The music lifts us up, and that was Sam Shirdle or Shirdle.
Shirdle.
And who did it remind you of with that booming voice, that gravelly voice?
Is it the Boss?
It is the Boss. He describes himself as the South Yorkshire Springsteen.
Does he describe Daniel? Is it a different?
Wow. Perhaps somebody else did.
Maybe somebody else did. Yeah, because he might be a self-effacing young man.
Yes, yes. Big full production there, though, and all of that coming on and whatever.
It's all happening now.
And quite interesting when you look at his, he does obviously does a lot of different things to make money, which is musicians you have to do and whatever. And he'll even perform at your wedding ceremony. I was thinking, come down the aisle to that track, then you'll be bouncing off the ceiling, won't you?
Yeah, I'd do weddings, anything. Money, you try me.
We had a Canadian lady played for us at Square Roots Promotions, and she was described as something like Nevada's finest funeral singer.
Wow.
house for the minute, but yeah, somebody white. I think
somebody white. Mm, very good. So you would like that. Where's he from?
Sheffield.
Sheffield. Mm, nice. Yeah. Sheffield.
Good way to start the show, though, wasn't it?
Very good way to start the show. And this is the best second track in the show we've had today, maybe. This is Kitty May and Never Forget.
Think of the best time you've ever had. Do you picture skies of black and blue? Now think of what you know, but never want to say. You'll save it for another day, but that day never comes. Recent memories somehow now would blur. Is this a bad sign? Words unspoken finally escape. Try to keep control of what I say. Will you be same? When will you tell me that you feel this way? When I fall down, you pick me up, but then let go, make up your damn mind. Or maybe there's something wrong with mine. Recent memories somehow now a blur. Is this a bad sign?
Love it. Love it. And, you know, it reminds me of something. I don't know what it is. There's something. It's stirring a memory in me bonce. It is.
All music does that.
No, it doesn't. Not like this. There's a. It's not that it's a rip-off of something, but there's something about the songwriting.
You're talking about the flow?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you got a bit of information for me regarding the flow?
No, not really. But Kitty May's from Suffolk, and she describes.
What fucking letdown you are!
Yeah, but she calls herself a neurodiversity singer, and I just had to quickly Google what neurodiversity means.
Okay.
And the term neurodivergent describes people whose brain differences affect how their brain works. That means they have different strengths and challenges from people whose brains don't have those differences.
Hmm. Like ADHD, mate, I wonder.
Probably.
My daughter's got ADHD.
The possible differences include medical disorders, learning disabilities, other conditions. Yeah, so
perhaps yeah, maybe, maybe something like that. Perhaps okay. No, but there's... I know what it is. It's nearly there. It's oh, you know there. When you've got a thing, it's like...
Oh, I had that with bloody Wilco Johnson on the last episode.
Did you?
I was thinking, what's the name of his band? What's the name of that? I had Lee Brillo. Oh, yeah, I've got Lee Brillo.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Feelgood came to me. So I know it's so frustrating.
It is. It
must be our age. But yes, yeah, so nice. Big production on that, wasn't there?
There was a big production there. There's two things that were a little bit annoying.
Go on.
The first is, it does start straight away, bang, straight in, and it's and I think I mentioned it in the last episode. There was a track we played, and it started straight away, and I'm okay with that. But it sounded like this was missing something, so it's okay that it went straight away, but I think it was maybe half a second a little bit too early, because it sounded like there was something different. I triple checked the track to make sure I'd cut the front bit off of it, and also it came in very hot, baby. Very loud. It's a really loud track. I had to turn it down. So it's coming in hot and soon. But we love the track. Otherwise, we wouldn't have bloody played it.
And by the time we get to the end of the next track, you'll have remembered what it reminded you.
Yeah, I know what it is. I'm nearly there. Okay. Oh, you're gonna love this track. I love this next track. It's brilliant. It's called Forget About It. And this is Bad Mary. I knew you'd love this.
I was bouncing around in my chair there. And it just kept changing as well. It's the stops, and then we were both bouncing back in on the starts. We knew what was coming.
Yeah.
But when you read their bio, so I love it. So this is Kitty May. No, is it Kitty May? Bad Mary. They're from New York. So how about this for a lineup? Okay, this is your lineup. It goes to 2013. Okay. So Bad Mary. So the lead vocalist is Amanda Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband Mike plays the bass.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad plays the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And her professor plays the guitar.
Her professor?
Yeah.
She has a professor.
We
should all have a professor.
Described as fast, loud, and fun. And that is exactly what they are.
Excellent. I love the way she's sort of played with the one, two. It's like, oh. When I first listened to it, I was like, just give me the bloody track, for crying out loud. Just get there. And then she got there. And then when we got into it, she buggered off.
They made a 33-minute punk rock space opera called The Return of the Space Girl in 2019.
Of course they did. Who didn't? Who didn't?
Followed by an award-winning animated movie of the album. Brilliant. Excellent. Loved that.
Excellent. By the way, that Kitty May track, it was Suede. That's what it reminded me of.
Yes.
Suede. And there's a particular track. No, it doesn't sound like Trash. Trash is a track by Suede. It doesn't sound like Trash by Suede, but it reminds me. It's reminiscent for me of that sort of I don't know, that thrashing around.
Sway and swing and swagger.
Yeah,
something about it.
Something like that. That's what it put me in mind of. So there we are, Brett Anderson, of course. the wonderful Brett Anderson. So I got together with you today and I said, actually, there's only three tracks on this. Let's have a listen, because I've had some new tracks sent in the last couple of days. Maybe one of these could be the track that we play today. And fortunately...
10 seconds in,
we're like, oh yeah, this is in. This is in. And this is also a band we've played before. This is Crete.
Greet,
but spelt like Crete but with a G. And I bet that's what she has to say. What are you called? Greet. Like Crete, spelled like Crete but with a G. So that's a really long, it's gone from a really short name for a band to a really long name for a band. Anyway, this is fantastic. Listen to this. This is, what's it called? It's called, You Don't. You're going to love this.
Cause you don't care.
Da-da-da. She loves to build her tracks to a crescendo. She did similar in the track we played back in January.
She did indeed.
So that was Greet. She was the voice of Lithuania in 2018, but now she's based in London.
Lovely. Great track. Really good. Again, got some great tracks.
It's different this time, actually. We've got some different sort of stuff, a bit of punky sort of stuff, a bit of rock, and then we had Sam Schwerdl.
They got why are we making that voice for him?
We don't know, but he was going the boss.
He was.
Nice stuff.
Lovely. And Facebook's gone down. How fantastic.
Yes, and Instagram, so it's all the meta stuff.
And Instagram. Oh, yeah. Lovely. Well done. Well done, everybody. Whoever did that, brilliant. I wonder if it's like Anonymous or whatever they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. They're always saying we can do shit out here in the internet universe.
It's most probably the Ruskies.
Yeah, maybe. Excellent. Love it. but we're still here. We can still put this out because we've got our own bloody website. This is what happens, you see. Again, people go, oh, we don't need a website. We've got Facebook. Mm-hmm. We ain't now, mate. Anyway, lovely. Find us again on TikTok. We're existing on podcast at TikTok and stuff. And that's it. Thanks a lot, Chris, for coming along. Thanks for everybody sending their tracks along. I love you all very, very much. Goodbye.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?